I'm Michael James.
A snowmobile education event for more than 900 students from Matisse to Calstock is set for Hearst early next month. Students of all ages will meet officials from the fire department, ambulance, and the Natural Resources and Forestry Ministry during the event at the Town Hall parking lot March 4th. Co-organizer Crystal Valley says the focus will be on slowing down on the trails and respecting landowners.
These are going to be the basics of this whole thing, but at the same time, we're going to be talking about, you know, dressing it properly, having the right gear, helmet, the wind, the cold.
Valley and co-organizer Serge Pominville say an event like this has been needed for a while due to a rise in accidents. They add that interest in the activity is growing and other clubs and communities are looking at following with their lead. Timmins City Council is looking for public input starting on Monday on a proposed location of Hope, a plan to create housing as a temporary alternative to encampments. The province approved $3.2 million for the project last month. Timmins City Council will release four potential locations on Monday, and a webpage will offer background for each, as well as video presentations, a survey, and comments section. Residents can decide which location they believe is most suitable. Public input wraps up in mid-March. Alberta Premier Danielle Smith reiterated her desire to see a quick, thorough investigation into the allegations of, among other things, members of her own government pressuring the former CEO of AHS when it comes to the contract procurement process. However, during her press conference Wednesday, Smith said while she had asked the Auditor General to speed up the investigation, Alberta Health Services and Alberta Health Services alone were in charge of conducting the process. She maintains that as long as the investigation is ongoing, the contracts in question will not be finalized until the organizations are cleared of any wrongdoing. The allegations, which have not been proven in court, claim what the complainant calls a government kickback scheme involving inflated contracts with private surgical companies, as well as threats to wrap up internal investigations of the practices. And flight delays and cancellations still being reported at Toronto's Pearson Airport after Monday afternoon's crash of a Delta Airlines passenger jet. Transportation Safety Board investigators are removing the plane's wreckage from the runway and moving it to a nearby hangar as they continue to look for the cause. There were 80 people on board the plane when it slammed into the ground and flipped over during landing. All survived, but 21 people were injured. Delta has offered each passenger aboard the plane $30,000 as compensation, adding that will not affect their legal rights. Several passengers are already considering a lawsuit. In Country 93.1 Sports and Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League action tonight, the Timmins Rock look to continue their strong play. They take on the first place Greater Sudbury Cubs, puck drop at 7:05 at the Countryside Sports Complex. Meantime, tonight it's the Four Nations face-off final between Canada and the U.S. Game time is 8 o'clock.